Tagutavach. We're in the middle of Sivches. Kufainal of Sivches. Last week we laid down the groundwork, mamish of fundamentals here, of how to interact with all the different chalukas. Just a quick synopsis of Chazor Sashir is that if you have something which is a yesh bei kadei chaluka, avada de etz is just bechaylik. If you have something which is aim bei kadei chaluka, so now we have to give the chanei to what to do. So then, if it's aim bei kadei chaluka, you do good or good. If for some reason you don't want to do good agud, then you go to the next level, and that's a shiloh. Do you rent it out, or you do chalukas hazmanim? We'll timeshare. I'll take Sunday, you take Monday, or we'll do it by the month, or we'll do it by the year. And that's where it gets sticky. That's a machlokes rishonim, which has precedence. Is it better to do chalukas hazmanim, or is it better to do schir is to rent it out to other people? And what we came last week, came out at least from the Machabe, it seems that Chalukas Hazmanim is better than renting out to other people, unless it's something that's either supersized, so it's only to be rented out to other people, it's just not meant just for the two of us, or whatever it is, you have to rent it out for other people, so then yes, then renting out will come first. Or there was one Shitas Rishonim, Ramban, maybe Yad Ramah, which hold that if we yashened it from a father, and the father was renting it out till now. So Kila, we yashened it with that command. I don't know, it's as if he told us that we have to keep on renting it out. So then renting will have a kedima before chalukas hazmanim. But b'yisai, chalukas hazmanim is a better chaluka than renting out. Okay, that's what we came out last week. Just going to be myself one small nukuda, and that is, I believed all along, I believed that just like, well, let me back up. This din of chalukas hazmanim is really not an emes chaluka, right? It doesn't make sense. I mean, it's very nice. It's fear, but it's not the chaluka that the Torah gave us. Chaluka means we split and we go our merry ways and goodbye, Charlie, right? So it's a fix that Chazal created. So it's a takonis chazal. Just like good or ugud is a takonis chazal, because we can't do chaluk, we have to figure out what to do, it's a fix. So they gave us this fix called good or ugud. So too, this din of chalukas hazmanim is a fix, it's a takonis chazal. And that's what Chuvah Zerachba says at Lehadia, that both chalukas hazmanim and good or ugud are both takonis chazals. It's because... That was a takonis chazal. What to do when you're half and half? What do you do? So that's what Chazal decided. Yo'evedes rabbi yemekad, ve'evedes atzman yemekad. It was a takonis chazal. That's what the Rashba says. Lehedya is because it's emboi kadei chaluka. You're going to be stuck. You can't be chaylik. So we're afraid that you're going to insist on a chaluka. So we have to give you a different way out, a different solution. So the solution was, okay, do either good or good, buy each other out, or do chalukas hazman. Having said that, so I always believed that just like we have halacha in Sivav, is that if you have a yesh baika de chaluka, there is no takonis chazal. You can't do good agud. Good agud is only offered when it's an aim baika de chaluka. As long as it's yesh baika de chaluka, you have no right to insist on a good agud. So too, anything which is a yesh baika de chaluka, you cannot insist on chaluka sazmanim. You can't insist that. If you want chaluka, let's do a real chaluka. You don't want to do real chaluka, so then I'm not doing chaluka sazmanim with you. It was a takonis chazal. That's how I always understood that chalukas hazmanim is just like good agud in that. This past week, I saw a tshuvas rivash, Reish Kav Zayin, that tshuva that we discussed last week, when he goes through the whole beautifully, how he sets up the makloikas rishonim, which one's better, chalukas hazmanim or good agud, mitaych dvar, it's mashma from the rivash, that you have the right for chalukas hazmanim even by a yesh bekadei chaluka. That was the mashmois of the rivash. So I'm just throwing it out to the Olam. I don't know what to do with it, Daval, but it seems at least...
He approaches him and he says, good
or yogurt? No, he approaches him and says, well, if he approaches good or yogurt, it's good or nothing to do.
He has to accept that you said, though, I want something different.
No, good or good is better than chalukas hazmanim. It's very, that's better. So that's for sure we'll have kedima. Sorry? By yesh bekadei chaluka, you would not be able to tie a good or good. So let's play, you want to play out? By yesh bekadei chaluka, Reuven tells Shimon, I want chalukas hazmanim. So, and Shimon is forced to respond. He'll have to do chalukas unless he comes up with a different etzah. And the only other etzah left is a real chaluka. Yeah, he could do Rechov, but maybe he doesn't want. He likes the partnership. He likes the asset. He wants to be together. It sounds like the Rav Asher, you always have that option of Chalukah Zamanim. Maybe he held that Chalukah Zamanim is Maker Adin. I don't know. You see, from the Gemara, it wasn't like that. Because you see, Rav, remember last week we said that Rav asked Rav Nachman Akasha, when you have a Bukhara Parshat and Gudog and shearing it together, working it together, is not an Eitzah, or Schir to renting out to other people is not an Eitzah. What are you going to do? Came along Rav Nachman's Mechadish Chalukah Zamanim. Tzkilu, it was a chiddush on Rav Nachman. Okay, Tosfot maybe it's only a chiddush to apply it in the case of Bukhara and Pashat, but at least, like some reason, it's a chiddush called Chalukah Zazmanim. So that chiddush was only said when it's the name of Kedei Chalukah. It's a Takanas Chazal. But if it's Yesh by Kedei Chalukah, why should there be such a Chalukah? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out. Food for thought. All right, let's go back over the Mechaba. We jumped over all the Ramahs last week, and even the Mechabas we just ran through just to get the fundamentals. Let's start the Mechaba. Let's do it like a mensch again. Let's go. Sivches, Amo kol echt mem eini moicho. Each one says, I'm not interested in selling. Ela kol echt mem roitza sheikna. Each one wants to buy. Chelech haveroi. Oisha, ein echt mem roitza loy liknus chelech haveroi. Va loy lumke doesn't want to buy or sell. Elo, what should you do? Yishiru shutvim, they should buy like shutvim. And amhoya makam osi liskar, if the place was osi liskar, which means it was supersized, it's aimed to be masked for schiris, then seichrenai seva chokun schare. That's the mechaba. So you have here a case that each one, no one wants a cool or good or good. Either they only want to buy, or bechlad, they're not interested, they're happy just to stay together. So the halacha is, okay, so what do you do? So either seichr and chalukai, or then the mecham is going to continue later on to do chalukas as minim. Now, what would be in a case, which this case mechaba conveniently left out, what would it be if Reuven wants to only buy, and Shimon wants to only sell? Neither one is asking for a good argon. Reuven says, I'm interested in buying your chalik, but I'm not offering you a good agad. And Shimon says, look, I'm interested in selling my chalik, but I'm also not offering a good agad. Very good. So, okay, but let's say they can't work it out. They can't come to a pesha dava themselves. Oh, so l'chayyah, that's it. No one should be forced. It should be the same halacha that either seichend or do chalukah zazmanim until someone calls a good agad. Correct, he can do whatever he wants, 100%. So the chayit should be the exact same halacha. So why did the Mechaba leave it out? And it's a really a Gemara, like that Gemara, Abu Girs in the Gemara is, that when you have good without a good, or if you have a good without good, there's no good or good. Means, in order to lodge a tviya of good or good, you have to have both halakam. I'm interested in either buying out or being bought out. But doing one half doesn't work. The Shamishwa wants to say that like some Rishonim, maybe there was a different Girs, and like them, maybe it would work. Pashtas, it's not like that. Mefush of Rimagash, not like that. Pashtas, other Rishonim, it doesn't work. So you have to say that Pashtas, the reason why Mechaba left out, like you're saying, is because hopefully they'll get their act together and figure it out. He wants a boy, he wants a sell. You know, there's a shidduch right there. You don't have to go further. They'll figure it out themselves. But besides in halacha, you have to remember, it's the exact same halacha. It means in halacha, unless you make a full time a good or good, it's nothing. You can't do half a good or a good. There's no such thing. All right. Another thing is the Mechaba is talking about, you have a case where both people want to buy. Right? That was one case. Both people want to buy, and Mechaba says, it's also, it's a stalemate, and we'll just rent it out, or the chalukas azmanim, we'll do something else, right? Why can't you say that when both people want to buy, let's make a girl? Let's do a girl. You both want to buy, so let's do a girl. Who should buy? Oh. Very good. So Pasha is because there's no takana. That wasn't takana's kazan. Takana was good or good. You both want a boy. That's not good or good. That's just good without a good. So without a good or it does not work. There is no takana. That's true to Shadarm 100%. Good. There's a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is even more fundamental. In fact, right, Yad Ramah in Iskav Samach Beis, he wants to know, every good or good, why did Chazal be Masakin, good or good, and the Nitva has the choice to decide good or good? Once the Tevei is good or good, the halacha should be, let's make a girl. Why does the Tevei have to offer the Nitva the upper hand? He should just say, look, I want good or good. This deal's not working out. We got to break up. Either I buy you out, you buy me out. And you wonder who should win? Let's do a girl.
No, why? He says I'm comfortable either way. So why should I have the upper hand in saying which way to go? When I'm Tevei, I say, give the Yogin. So basically, I'm giving both options. I'm not saying
right. So why should you have to give the nit for both options? Why was that the Takanas Chazal? Because I should have been misakin as long as the Tevei wants a breakup, good or your good, to buy the whole thing out or be bought out. Let's do a girl. That's amazing. Why does he have to do that? Why does he have to go as Zayvai to say, I'm asking whichever way you choose? He should just say, I'm asking either buying out or bought out, but I'd rather maybe buy out, maybe, and let's do a goyel. Let's see who should win.
You're not giving him an option.
That's what I want to know. Why is Takanas Chazal need to give the nit for an option?
Because that way it'll never happen. Let's say he says, I want to buy. And the other guy says, well, I don't want to sell. Nothing happens.
Someone has to have the opportunity.
Why? Why can't the Daivei say good or good and the girl will decide?
Yeah,
we have to break up. Let the girl decide. Why do I have to give you the opinion that you should stuff it down my mouth? I want to have an equal chance. I might want to buy.
You're the one forcing
me. Right.
You can't force me to do something.
But why? Because that's the goof that comes to Chazal. But why did Chazal do that? Why did it go as Daivei?
You can't afford it.
Who can't afford it? Maybe the Nitva can be going to do a girl, and if the Nitva wins, the Nitva will have to buy out, and he can't afford to buy out. So what's going to be then? I hear. But that's what you're saying. It means how could you force? I hear. Okay. I just tell you, I hear. The Yad Rama says, from Mamish, a whole different perspective. Yad Rama says is that a girl could only decide equal chalakim. Let's see, went into Eretz Yisrael, and they were valued the same. So then a girl could decide, do I take the north, do I take the south, do I take A, do I take B? That's a goyrel. Whenever you do something, you're making a split that it's not zel umazeh. What's happening on a good or a good? I take the karka, or you take money, or vice versa. Money and karka isn't the same. I mean, yes, it has the same value, but it's not the same. I'd rather have the karka, right? So he says, if you do a goyrel then, that's gambling. That's mesachik bekuvya. Chazal are not going to be mesaking a mesachik bekuvya. That you've been massacred, that you drew gamble? That's what you... Sorry? I'm telling you, when the girl when came to Eretz Yisrael, they were both karka. Well, let's say even by us, let's say you have something which is a yesh bei kedei chaluka. So what do? We make the line, we draw the line. Now we know the north and the south. And then the girl decides, do you get the north or I get the north? That's fine. Because the north and the south is the same. Okay, that came might have been because Baruch Hu wanted to be Masha Shechin and Yehudim and Yamin. I don't know which came first. Could be it's the other way around. So therefore, wherever Yehudim and Yamin would have gotten, that would have been where the base of Megdash is. Maybe. I hear. Make my cloak is Medrash Chazal. But that's what he says. But mainly, why am I bringing it out for? Because I always thought that when, let's say you have two guys who are locked and they both want to buy. So there's no concept of good organ. But why can't the two of them maybe voluntarily get together and throw a girl? Right? Lachar, that would be the most, makes the most sense. Two guys, they both want to buy, and they don't want to stay partners with each other. Fine, so let's throw a girl. I thought that, yeah, that should work. Why not? Now, if I see from the Yad Rama, yeah, it would work, but you shouldn't be doing these things. That is also considered gambling. You're not supposed to be doing these things. So even voluntarily, you can't submit to a girl. A girl is only when you have chalakim shavim. That's a Yad Rama. Okay, fine. Girl, only by chalukah, when it's a yesh bei chalukah. If it's not shava b'shava, we don't do girls. So that's a Yad Rama. Okay, fine. Yeah, food for thought. I don't know, maybe that's also a Mesaka Bekuvya. it's a tzedakah. It's a tzedakah, and the chances of winning is come out the same chance you have even if you didn't buy a ticket. You know what I mean? It's not really a Mesaka Bekuvya. Yeah, we raffle. All right, fine. All right, let's continue. Zok Rama, Haga v'yuchal echad loyim lechaveiroi oisach reyu ata bekach yani eskreya bekach kedina de good agud. A new type of good agud. We apply the concept of good agud to schiris. If let's say we're not holding by buying out or being bought out, we could do it through schiyas. We could say, I'll either rent your chelik out or you rent my chelik out. And that's also a form of good argument. That's a tshuva srivash. Anyway, I'm renting out either your half or you're renting them out. I'm renting out your half.
So is my half I'm keeping, not renting out?
No. We both own half, right? And I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to live together with you. So I tell you, either I'll rent out your half and now I'll have the whole thing, or you rent out my half and you'll have the whole thing. So that's good. It's like the same type of thing, a good argument. Instead of in Mechira, it's by Schiris. All right, continues the Ramah. V'chol makum sheyecholim lahashveis atzim bedinu the good argid adif mechalukas elu. That we said already, it's mavul like that, that whenever anyone wants to do good argid, avada, that's number one. That's preference. That's better than chalukas azmanim, that's better than renting out. That's kemat the best. The only thing better than that is you do an emes of chalukah by yet brekadei chalukah. But by yet brekadei chalukah, good argid is the best form of breakup. All right, continues the machab.
You said the Rosh says, it's mashmash from the Rosh, that you can do
chalukas hazmanim even by a zak, which has a yet brekadei chalukah. Right. Okay. But still, good argid is applicable, good argid is better than chalukas hazmanim. But by a yeshba kadei chalukah, good argid is not applicable, but there's a mashmais in the Ravash, it's still you have that din of chalukah zazmanim. Isaac, that's what's mash. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know how to deal. I don't have, in Lomdus, I don't know why that should be the case, but that's the mashmais. All right, let's continue the makabe. V'meina mokum osay liskor, if it's not oimit to be rented out, so then there's a chilek. Imu chotza oichanus or bayis sheyef shalohem lodu biyachad, they cannot live together. Why can't they live together? Let's understand this clearly. Is because these items are used constantly, and you can't have two people using the same item constantly. We can't be living in the same house. It's like a hezekria. So since we need this item constantly, and we can't have both of us sharing it, so therefore we're stuck. We can't live together. What do? Sheichnim b'shana shana. Now we do chalukas azmanim. You take a year and I take a year. She'ef she'yishkenu shneim kekod. We cannot both live there together. Mipnei hezekri. I'll see you when you see me. It's not good. She'ein b'din chalukah. We don't have the option of chalukah because it's ein b'din chalukah. Zok to Mechaba, why do we need to do chalukas azmanim for such a long period of time of years at a shat? It's unusual for a person to rent a house for just a month. Every month he finds a new house and he keeps having a mover. That's not realistic. It's impractical. So we have to go bus at the smallest practical share. That means the smallest share that people normally rent out the item for, that's the period of time you use for chalukas azmanim. If it's an item that goes monthly, you do monthly, daily, weekly, whatever the item is, it's mevun rishonim, it's whatever the zman is that's normally rented out, that's what you do. All right, that's Sheikhnim B'Shana Shana. Now, while we are being Sheikhnim B'Shana Shana last week, while we are being Sheikhnim B'Shana Shana, let's say this year is my turn, and I'm not interested in living here, could I rent it out? That's Mufusha Yadrama. The Yadrama says, yes, I'm allowed to rent it out. In my term, in my year, so it's mine. So I have a right to rent it out. And then I'll collect the full schiris. The schiris belongs to me because this is my year. Your year belongs to you. My year belongs to me. Just like Lamarche, if we do a full chalukah, Havada can rent out my half, it's mine, right? So even if you have this quasi-chalukah called chalukah zazmanim, while it's in my time, I have a right to rent it out.
Yeah.
That's the neighbor should complain. That's the neighbor should complain. But the shotev can't complain because the shotev is not living there when I'm renting it out, right? Because he's, right? He's out. For that year, he's not there. I'm here. So then for this year, I could do what I want. I could rent it out. So I rent it out. That's,
can I make a complaint about who's renting it out to because I'm renting out to people in Masikim?
Okay, so that it doesn't say, I guess, if you have a reason to believe that there's any specific concern, I hear, but just Tom and the Veltarine say, maybe he'll be mazikah. Okay, maybe I'll be mazikah too. I mean, I have a right to rent it out. And we had, remember, Rabbi saying, Siv Vav.
Also, in the Pidus Radama, it says, I don't trust Kalam and Yonatan Kusen Shun, that if I have the right to rent it out, I can rent it out for 1 month. I need to have at least for a year to be able to.
Okay, fine. That's they don't say that, but I'm asking. Okay, fine. Now, in Siv Vav, remember, Rabbi, so we have by a merchet, that actually, even when I'm using the merkatz at the same time as you, I have a right to rent out my chelik to someone else. And the sif is brought down from the Rishon in the back, that I can do whatever I want to my chelik. Whatever is mine, whatever is rightfully mine in terms of ishtamshes, I have a right to rent out my chelik to someone else. So either that person could use the merkatz together with you, or here, where it's chelukas asmanim, also I have a right to rent out my chelik to someone else, and that should also be fine. Okay, that's the Yad Ramah. Sorry? Then he can complain, maybe, because then it's together with him. Ah, yeah. Okay, fine. Now, Ma'ase Shehoya Kachoyo, the Chuvas Kham Soifa, the Piskei Chuvah brings it down in Sif Kotten Ches, Ayin B'Chuvas Kham Soifa, Simen Kuf Ayin Tez, Nidon, there was a case, Shnaim Shehoya Lambayis B'Shotfis, two people had a house, Sif Kotten Ches, V'Hoyu Boy Aliyas F'Tachtiyas, there was an upstairs and a downstairs. Also benamed Chalukah, and they decided to make amongst themselves a Chalukah. They decided that, look, for 2 years you take upstairs, I'll take downstairs, and then we'll swap. Then the next 2 years, I'll get upstairs, you get downstairs. Well, that's how it goes. 2 years, 2 years, that's how it goes. And what happened? During the first 2 years, so like this, I got the first 2 years downstairs. Lodur, right, they don't have, it's not livable. So I got the downstairs for these 2 years, you got the upstairs, and the upstairs was burned down, let's say in year number two, before you got a chance to make that swap, the upstairs got burnt. So now, no more upstairs. It's not livable. The downstairs of Baruch Hashem is still fine. So you're coming to me complaining, you don't have an upstairs to live in, so now you want downstairs. I tell you, you know, very nice, wait, sir, I have the first 2 years. When my first 2 years are up, then you'll have the chance to go downstairs. The guy said, wait a minute, I only took the upstairs, right? I only gave you the downstairs because I had the ability to have the upstairs. If I don't have the ability to have the upstairs, why are you taking the downstairs, Mikan Vala? You shouldn't be there. What are you doing? And if you want it, then I'll charge you schirs. So you're taking half of my thing, or... But I own half of the downstairs, just like you own half of the downstairs.
Yeah, but it's a chalukah.
So that's what he says. So he says like this: Hafsid al mi imal zeh shohaya oyulah aliyas legayraloi. Oh, Hafsid l'shneim viyaklaku bedirus hataktoinim. Beheshiv din zeh ain't zorch lefnim. It's poshut. Dizeh vadeh the chalukas asman have a chalukah gemura. It's a emes of full fledged chalukah. These words get me a bit nervous, but okay, because again, it's l'chay only takonas chazal. V'kinin mamish, and it's a festive kinin. L'mad, I'm a yesh breiro. If you hold the yesh breiro, then I'm reading huvra hadovel l'mafresh ezel cholkoi. L'mad, the Ran and others say the svar that if you hold the yesh breiro, then we say whatever time you're using this shutdovel shutvis, mitchila, when we bought this shutvis, it was meant for you during that period. And whenever I use it, mitchila was meant for me, so I use my whole item and you're using your whole item. It's like we share the... It's not like Pshat, when I'm using half of your item. Whenever I use it, it's my item. Whenever you use it, it's your item. If you hold Yesh Breyer, right, so it sounds like he holds this as like a festa chalukah, it's a real chalukah. Why? You hold, again, oh, there'll be a full chalukah, a total split. Right, no masking, but in terms of ishtamshes, when I'm using it, it's mine. When you're using it, it's yours. Well, aman di amein breyer, and if you hold ein breyer, still, then have a lekilo loka kin imperius as man zeh. It's like I bought your ishtamshes, your rights to use it during this time, and you bought my rights during mine. After guf nisha b'shotvis, even though avada, we still own the whole house together, right, because... Because after this man, we're gonna switch. You're gonna go downstairs. I'm gonna go upstairs. Have a lot of payers, but to the shtamshes nechleku bezman shosu b'neim v'ini mavu begitin daf membezom and aleph gishmak araya gabichatzi ebed vichatzi ben chayin nochay shor yom shor rabbi l'rabbi yom shalatz l'asay. If a shor shtaisis this ebed, so venzach when it shtaisis. If it shtaisis on Sunday that he was supposed to work for his rabbi, then the damages belong to the rabbi. And if he shtoises on Monday that the Eved was working for himself, so today he has his Kinyan Paris, then the Meah Hezek goes to the Eved. So you see, clearly it's an Emes HaChalukah by the days. All the Paris on Sunday belong to the rabbi, and all the Paris on Monday belong to the Eved. Achim HaMisu Shor, if the Shor kills the Eved, the Kakao Yikana, you ruin the Guf, So now you're staring the etzem kinyan ashutfas in the guf adava. Then avadim shal nechatik nas rabbe vechatik kofel yochin, because they are shutfim still in the guf. They're not shutfim in the pairs anymore because they swapped the pairs, but the guf they remain shutfim. Nimsa. So he says like this. Benidin shal afenenu behefse guf abayit shenisrav. When you want it done, the payment of that house that was burned down, the karna kalya, avadi avinin al shneim, that belongs to both, and they're both mechuyev to rebuild the aliyah together, because that's the guf. So they both have equal achrayas to rebuild the aliyah. Aval hefzed apeis, the hefzed of the ishtamshes of the aliyah, hainu diris beishonim, that's have a yom shalzeh hefzed loy, v'yom shalzeh hefzed loy. So kum toi, he said, I got the downstairs for the 2 years, I don't want to hear from you. You figure out what to do upstairs. There's no upstairs now. Okay, that's your problem. And that's your headache. Because those 2 years of the payers belong to you. Well, when the 2 years are up, then you could come downstairs and throw me out. Then you could come live downstairs. That's fine. But during the first 2 years, during this man that we split, these payers belong to me and those payers belong to you. There's a Nesivis and Mishwat that we do not have here. They found it. The Ksavyad and Nesivis and Mishwat. The new Nesivis have it. The Nesivis and Mishwat Ksavyad has a very similar story. His story was that they swapped by the years. It wasn't ups and downs. It was only one house, and they swapped by the years. I got year number one, you got year number two, and that's how we went back and forth. And the house was burnt at the beginning of year number two. So the Nesivis, the same halacha. It's burnt at the beginning of year number two. That's your year. It's your problem. Mazalcha garam. It's your problem. I had year number one. It's just fine. And you can't charge me for schiris that I was living in year number one. The guy wants to say, since you didn't get year number two, chotch, you deserve now, my friend, you deserve half of year number one. Saying, and I lived this, I should pay you schiris. It's like the nesiva is not true. Year number one belonged to me. Year number two belonged to you. It's burned down. That's your tough luck. So you have two g'day lo'ilam. Some soif and nesivas have very similar cases. However, there's a tshuvas Zera Yaakov and Simon Nun Zayin. He lived before the Ksam Seif in the Nesivis. His case seems to say otherwise. His case was they had two shutrim who also did a timeshare in Chalukas Abatim. You took one house and I took a different house. And in the middle of the Zman, your house burned down. One of the houses burned down. And the same, he goes through this whole thing, so what happens now? And he says, since they are both obligated to rebuild that house, the responsibility to rebuild the house is on both of them, so Memela calls man that house is not being rebuilt, the ones who's burned, the house that burned down has a right to charge the first one schiris. Because we both have that right to build it, so what do you mean to tell me that's my headache because my house burned down and it's my mazel garam? What do you mean? We both have a chiv to rebuild this house, and Kozman, the house is not being rebuilt. Come, let's rebuild it. Let's rebuild it. You're not rebuilding. Keshutim, they have a chiv to. No, but if it's oymid lakach, then something that's oymid lakach, you're mechiv to do. Like by Aliyah, by Yisrael Aliyah, it's Meshubatid Aliyah, you're mechuyv to rebuild it. And in the our case is not, I'm asking to you. But when you're both mechuyv to rebuild it, so then, Kozman, it's not being rebuilt, the second guy could tell the first guy, then you have to pay me schiris. Kozman, it's not being rebuilt, you got to pay me schiris. That's a true Zer Yaakov. From here we see, it's like the Divrei Goyinim and Simon Kof Zayin, that you see from this true Zer Yaakov, not like the Chsam Seifa. That you see that we share the schiris, we share it, because now that the house was burnt, and we both have the chiv, the responsibility to rebuild it, and it's not being rebuilt, then we got to share now the first one. It's kind of like a mekach tois, a chaluka betois. You got to rebuild it, and it's not being rebuilt. So then I have a right to go back to the first one and share the first one. That is,
if it's not being built, if it's in the middle of being built, then
it's massive. Oh, very good. So let's talk about that. So the Divrei Goyim says the chayit a machlokes, and then he says the medik sam soif is not arguing, because the Chazam is talking about a case where they're not interested in rebuilding it. If they'll be interested in rebuilding it, then the Zer Yaakov would be right, and we have to share the first house. But if they're not interested in rebuilding the aliyah, in the case of Chazam soif, he says that maybe we're talking about we're not interested in rebuilding the aliyah. So then that zman is your headache, it's your loss, and don't come to me because the Maisa that we did a chalukas zman. That's what he says. But he says the mashmoy of Chazam soif is not like that. So he ends off bam is that there's a machlokes. I want to say something like you would want to say is I want to say that. that I think that even when we're both masking to rebuild it, also, as long as both are masking to rebuild it and they're working hard to rebuild it, Vaita, it's mazal kagam. Why don't you have the house for the second year? Or why don't you have your house? It's because your house was burnt down. Don't come to me. I have this house. You have got that house. What do you have tainus on me? I think the Zer Yaakov, perhaps, I know it's a shtickle hamas in the Zer Yaakov, is only talking about a case where we're supposed to rebuild it and you're schlepping your feet. So I can say, one of them, you have to help me rebuild this. And you're sitting pretty in your house, and I don't have a house. I'm chalishing to rebuild. I'm calling up the contractor, come. And you're saying, 1 second, I got to think, I got a plan. You're schlepping your feet, and you're not coming forth with the money to rebuild it. Then it's a chalukah betoyis. I don't want that. You have a chiv, we have a chiv to rebuild this. So if you're holding back, so you're not doing what you're supposed to be in shutvis to give me the chalukah sasman, to give me the right to use that other house, then it's a chalukah betoyis, and I want to go back to the first house. But as long as everyone is being mishtatif, kedaboy, then what should be the time? It's mazal chagaram. We did a chalukah for this man. That can you pay as yours? This can you pay as mine? Like you brought it right from the Gemara. That should work. What's the problem? Sorry? What with toys? But you can't. That's really not a toys. I'll tell you. If I sell you an animal and the day after I sell to you, it breaks, it dies. It's mechir b'toys. I sell you a house and the day after chulila it burns down. It's mechir b'toys. No, I sold you those 2 years of chalukah zazman. I sold that to you, so you can't tell me. For that alone wouldn't be a right to tie it's a toys. The toys is that we have an arrangement of shutvis and we're supposed to rebuild it, and you're not rebuilding it. So you're faulting. You're breaching the shutvis. So then. And I died to talk. I don't want that. I took the chalukah as because I knew I have it. And even if it burns down, good, we'll rebuild it. But if you're not handling properly to rebuild it, then no. Then I want back the first house. Look, maybe it's a doicha, but that's what the Zerah Yaakov wants, not to have a machleka between the Ksam Sofer and the Sivis against the Zerah Yaakov. All right, I know it's a shtickle doicha. All right, let's go on to another chiddush. There's another chiddush that Pesach Teshuva brings down in Sifkot and Zayin. A pelatik chiddush. This is mamish could blow you away. The Shamishpat says, "The yirali laden bedava chadash." He himself is my. This is a dava chadash. Watch this. Beish veisha. If you have shutzim, one's a man and one's a lady. Shem shutzim bebayis vedaram beyachad. They were living together. V'chol echad roitzer shikna chelik chaveray, and each one wants to buy each other out. Neither one wants to insist on a good or a good. Not married. No. Oh, you mean what's going to do? Not married, separate apartments, whatever it is. Good. And they each want, or they were married and now they're divorced. Well, that's his right. We'll get to it. But and they each want to buy each other out, but neither wants to invoke a good or a good. So we said before, you don't invoke a good or a good, nothing doing. I don't have to answer you. If you don't say good or a good, those words, there's nothing down there. You say you want to buy me, I want to buy you, it's nothing. Talk to Pesach, talk to Shar Mishpat. So the Mechaber says, what do? You rent it out, or you do chalukas azmanim. Comes along the Shah Mishpan and says, I believe in such a case, shehisha nitchis mebnei ish. The woman is mechuyiv to sell out her chelik to the husband. To this man, not a husband. To a man. She's mechuyiv to sell out. What's his raya? Ve'eshuladamis lohod isa beperk beiz deksubis, tavchav ches, kabi grusha. The case over there was that when you have a husband and wife, and Nebuch they had a gerishin, the halach is that they're not allowed to live in the same mavui together. Because we're afraid of chshashas nus, that they're very friendly with each other. Till now, there'll be a chshashas nus, so we Chazal asked them to live in the same mavui together. Now, let's say they both were living there. They both, it's a chotzah shoshneim, they both had houses there anyway. What are you going to do? But Chazal said, you're not allowed to live there together. What do you do? So the Gemara that the Isha has to move out. Why? Tatula de Gavra is kashami tatula de tisa. It's much harder for a man to move than it is for a woman to move. Well, women, they readily adapt from place to place. They can multitask much better than men. They adapt better than men. So a man, it's very difficult. Tatula de Gavra is much harder than tatula de Isha. And Mamela, the man could stay and the woman has to move out. Zokta Shamish, but if that's the case over there, so too over here, if they both want to buy, and it's much harder for the man to move out than it is for the lady, so the man buys out the lady's chelik. No, it's not a mafusha gemara, really. Because the gemara's not talking about that there was shutfim, lavdavka gemara's talking about there was shutfim in the house, and they're doing a good argot. It just means that she relocates somewhere else. They'll remain shutfim, but she relocates somewhere else. And what will she do with her apartment? she'll sell it to somebody, she'll rent it out to somebody. But here, the Shamishra is saying from that Gemara, we could force her to sell out her chelik to him. He doesn't say at what price. What the price the guy is. The guy says for $1 too. Maybe he means Hashum is Bezdin. I'm not sure. He doesn't say. But this is a chiddush gadol. I don't see where you got a riot from there. I don't know. Right, if you have to, if one has to move, then who's moved? But over here, this is a shtickle of Bayah, because here they both have a right to stay there. They're not mukhiv, there's no issa, they're not husband and wife. So there's no issa for them to stay together. But we're going to force her out. Neither of them did a proper good organ, and we're going to force her to sell her chelik to him. Like Mechatez, this is Mamish Adav HaChadosh. And then he continues. You know, before we get to the next chiddush, I'll tell you. So first, that's one problem. Another problem is Dr. Erech Shai. The Erech Shai over here, and the Erech Shai in Evan Ez and Kuf Yud Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down that halacha about a grusha that has to move out, the Erech Shai says that the Levush over there says that the only reason why an isha has to move out is bitzir of another svar. And the other svar is that we're choshish that they're going to be mezana together. And Zenus is a bigger pagam for the Isha than it is for the Ish. So therefore, she has to move out. That's what the Levush says. And you need that extra Svara. So the Erech Shai, if that's the case, so the Shamish was Tamnat Negev. What does he want? Over here, we're not talking about a Grusha. There's no Kshash Zenus. So she has equal... It's only over there that she was at a disadvantage because the pagam of Znos is worse for her than for him. But here, there's no pagam of Znos over here. So why should she be Mechuyif to sell out her Chelik? All right, then the Shamishpa continues, and he says, "V'gam b'shekol echad ainer roitzel liknis." If neither one wants to buy either, that din the sheikh n'boshana shana. The halacha is that they do chalukas asmanim. They have to do 1 year, 1 year. And the halacha is, how do we do it? We mentioned last week. You do it with a geirel to decide who gets first. Zokto Shamishpa nira deisha kademis lutches m'pnei ish. Since the vayta, to the same svara that it's harder for a man to move out than a lady, so the halacha is that she has to move out first, even without a girl. He gets the first year, even without a girl, for this svara. Mehai taima, for the same reason. Now, interesting. Also very interesting. I mean, anyway, they have to swap year by year. We know that he has to move out every other year. So why should that make it that he has the first shot? That he should delay the tzara called moving out before her. Azayvay, we come from that Gemara. It's also Adav HaChadosh. And the Pella is on the Shamish. But if that's the case, why shouldn't that... So let that be the halakha over there too. Let the halakha should be that they should rotate years. And he'll get a first shot. But the halakha over there in Evanez is not like that. The halakha is that he stays and she moves out forever. So you see that the two Gemaras aren't the same. These two halachas aren't the same. You see that you have to be mechalek something. So hakochas mukak lachari like the Erech Shai. That over there is different because she's a grusha and the pagam of Znus is more on her than on him. But over here that's not a grusha. Then mechatez should she have a disadvantage over him? But at the end he's made at least to one halacha omnam and meisha ten is good agud. If she insists and invokes a good agud, veisha ain't a right to lick nice, then he's made the nirabara the shaman leech of other she has a right to ask for a good agud. For that svara that's hard of him to move, we don't deny her the right for a good organ. V'av begrusha imbayel, even if we mamish a grusha with a husband, afshi nitchas miponov, like it says in that Gemara, mekom makom nir di yichel eloim a good organ. Okay, she could tie in a good organ, but less than that, he says, l'gabi chalukas asmanim, l'gabi over here, they both want to buy, we send her flying. Adav v'chodesh. The Ma'aseh says, Baruch Hashem, I found it's a Tshuvas Ranach, mefush and simen tazayin, mefush, not like the Sham Mishpat. He says, l'hedit, the case was that the man, it was an amana with a man, and the he even says it's very difficult for him to keep on moving, and he says kasha tutulo de gavro, and he says he has the right to ask for good or good on her. That's what he says, but he doesn't have a right to stump just to bounce her out and send her flying because he wants to buy her out, and therefore she has to leave. That he doesn't say. That is mafush in the Chuvas Ranach. He just has a right to a good agud, but he doesn't have this chiddush of the shamish. But that any time the man wants to buy, we send the isha flying. There's no such halakha. It's mafush like the Ranach.
So how could, when there's no
Nina that it would work.
No, if she tainted the halach of Chazal good or good, she has that right. But short of that, then...
There's no right to say to somebody to leave. I can buy you out. We said it's
bodily. We said it's not a thing. But he wants to say, by an isha, we have that thing. It's a chiddush. Look, I'm asking. It's mamish of the chiddush. Okay, so I'm fine. Are you? Look, the problem here. All right, let's continue in the Mechaba. The Rambah. Hagah. V'yeish oimrim, the b'chotza tzvichin l'shtamish b'yachad. By a chotza, now this is a chotza that we need. We both need this chotza. We both have houses in this chotza, and we need to share this chotza. Because if not, how do I get into my house? How do you get into your house? We both need this chotza. By a chotza, the tzvichin l'shtamish b'yachad, we both need to use it constantly. Dari meshubu l'cholecha l'beisa m'yuchad loy. Each one needs it for their own individual house. You cannot do chalukas hazmanim. You can't force chalukas hazmanim. You're going to get the first year. So what do I do the first year? How do I get into my house? By a chatzah, you cannot do chalukas hazmanim. As that's not chatzah. It will be a chatzah stam for storage. So good. So then you're doing anyway. I'm sharing it. So what? So then just don't do chalukas hazmanim at all. I know, but at what price? So you may as well not do chalukas hazmanim. So I'm invited. So you're allowing me to use it and you're allowing you to use it. So just don't do chalukas hazmanim with schiris. We should both... But we're going to have to both use it anyway. So if we're both going to use it anyway, so we may as well stay partners. Yeah, we're going to both stay partners. We're both using it together. What do you fadim by this? Oh, my high time is Dr. Rama in Bechotza din good agar. You can't do good agar either. Because what the loser of the good agar, what is he going to do? How's he going to get into his house? Vedavka Dr. Rama badala ramas hatzrichon l'chol pesas. Either we're talking about the four amas right in front of the pesas that you needed to put down your loads, your packages. Oy bederech, or it's the knisa, hatzarek l'knisa v'yitzir, or it's the chotza that gets you into the house. Then we say that you can't do chalukas hazmanim or good or good. Avo b'shar chotza, but stam, the other part of chotza, you have a tennis court and a basketball court, whatever else you have in your backyard or storage or that, then in the chanami, amrin good or good. That you could do good or good. That's not a problem. All right, continues the Mechaba. V'mechad yesh lo shnei shlishim. If one has 2/3, v'echad yesh lo shlish, and only one has 1/3, so it's not equal partners, 2/3 against 1/3. What do? Yatilu shnei garolos. You make 2 garolos, echad mishano, v'echad mishnasayim. One will get 1 year, and one will get 2 years. V'oise sheyesh lo shnei shlishim, and the ones who have 2 years, yishtamish bo shnei shanam rituf. It has a right to have his 2 years together. Means... Sequential, very good. I have a right to have it consecutively together those 2 years, because otherwise I should break up 1 year and the third year. That's not fair to me. My chelik is a double chelik, so I get my double chelik together. Now, we discussed last week that even though the Mechaba introduces over here the girl, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Yad Ramah, avada we do the girl even when we're equal partners. We both have a year and a year, avada we do a girl then too. Just the chiddush over here is that we don't do a girl 3 parts. We don't do a girl 3 years and you pick out 2 numbers and I pick out 1, and then it could come out that you might pick out year number 1 and year number 3, because then you won't be consecutive. What we do here is we do a girl just to decide who goes first, me or you, but whenever you win, you're going to get 2 years consecutively. Whenever I win, I'm going to get 1 year. And that's why the Mechaba said over here for that Chiddush Halakha. Okay, that's what it says over here. Well, that was the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. That still we do Chalukas Hazmanim. That's what the Gemara's Teretz. That's tough luck. It's not my fault that you only have 1 Chalik. You know, it's not my, I can't deal. You know, it's not my problem. It's your problem. And therefore, it's considered fair Chaluk. Okay, that's the Mechaba. Good? Now, just to play this out, just to think for a moment, this whole problem is only negated to round 1. Round 2... it's not a problem. Because even if you would have gotten year number 1 and year number 3, but in round 2, your near year number 1 and your year number 3 would have sequential, would be consecutive. Because year number 1 will be tagging on to the year number 3 of the end of the first round. And year number 3 of the second round will be tagged on to year number 1 of the third round. So this whole problem is only for the first round. And the Prisha and the Levush both say this, and I'll just bring it out even stärker. It's not even Nugea to the whole first round. It's only Nugea to the first year of the first round. Right? Because year number three of the first round tags on to your first year of the second round. So the whole problem is only Nugea that your year number one of your first round might be set apart from your other chelik, and that's not fair. Memela, we do a girl together. And what the Prisha read Zaduch, I'm going to bring this in. Sorry? No, you get weiter, one and three. So your one is tagged onto three of the second round, and your three is the first year tagged onto the first year of the fourth round, and weiter and weiter. If you look at it, every one and three, one and three, one and three, one and three, your three and ones always go together. So the only one that doesn't go together is your first one that doesn't have a three preceding it. That's the only time you're going to be a set apart, is that first thing. And I'm just bringing this out, just because the Prisha, Rezuk, and it's Mavul like Enu Lavush, is that this girl, this is important to good, that this girl that we don't redo a girl every 3 years. We do one girl for Abig. We do a girl now, whatever you get, that's what's going to happen for you. If you get first shot, you're going to have first shot every single round, you'll get first shot. And if I have first shot, then I'll get first shot every single round. We don't redo the girl. See, if I would have learned that you redo the girls after each round, so then I could say that major nafkin, major nafkin is every single round. This round you get one and three, and the next time you get only two and three, and the next time you... I keep on swapping around, you're going to be cut apart forever. No. You always read whatever happened to girls kaveh now is kaveh forever.
The single guy gets number three.
The single guy number two.
Gets three.
Okay, number again. You have one and three.
Gets one and two.
Oh, one and two, and that's very good. And again, have one and two together.
Separated by 2 years every time.
That's fine. Anyway, gonna have that. Even when you do it like this to girl, that's how it's gonna be. You're gonna.
And the other one doesn't have the two together either. So
he does. He has one and two together. No, he'll never have more than 2 years together, right? Because the girl... I'm saying we don't redo the girl. It's a one girl forever. That's what I'm saying. That's what the preacher said. Okay. Now, just to bring this out, is just, we had to look a bit. There's a machloikis later on, a machabe in Ramah, in Kuf Ayin Dalet or Kuf Ayin Hey. It's Kuf Ayin Dalet, sorry. In Sif Beis, when you have a Yavam, which also gets a double chelik. The Yavam gets a Yerusha, his own chelik, and he also gets the chelik Achav Hameis that he took over. So he also gets a double chelik. But his double chelik is not like a Bukhar. A Bukhar's double chelik is really one double chelik. A Yavam is really two different causes why he has a double chelik. One for his own chelik, and one for his brother's chelik Achav Hameis. That's why he gets a double chelik. But he gets a double chelik. The halach is in Machlokes Mechab and Ramah. He says like this, if... The Mechabe says that if he wants to take his chelik, his double chelik, he has to do a geirul to take his double chelik. He doesn't automatically get his two chalakim together because he has two different reasons why he's entitled to a double portion. He has one chelik for his own account and one chelik is because of his brother. So it's like he's dealing with two different people. He's standing in two different shoes, set of shoes, his own and his brother's. So he's like two separate people. So then we have to do a girl, and he taka might end up caught in the middle. He might get year number one and year number three. And if I'll play this out more, if you'll have many shutfim, many yershim, he could really be messed up. He'll get one and three, with a brother getting two, four, and five, and both his chalakim are separated forever. But that's what the Mechabe says. We break it apart. Oh, wait, hold off one second. Let's just forget what's the halacha. So the Mamela Zakta Machaba that we have to do a goyra. Zakta Machaba Bamedva Mamurim is only if the middle piece of land is better. So let's make a goyra to see who should be entitled to that middle piece. You have three chalakim to divide it up, right, middle, and left. So then we do a goyra. But if all three chalakim are exactly the same, Zakta Machaba, then we give him the two, it's like Midas Toim, we give him the two Chalakim together. And the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, no, even then we force him to do a Geirah. That is the Machlekes Machaba Ramah. When it's, it should look like Midas Toim, but Avah Pekin Zakta Ramah, we force you to do a Geirah. So getting back to our Halacha, over here when it says that he gets two-thirds together, his two Geirahs together, that's very good if he's a Shutev who bought a double Chalik in one shot. So he's like a Bukhar. He owns both for one reason. He has one Siba why he owns both. But if he'll be a Yavim over here, L'chayr should be totally in that machlok. It's makaber amo. Oh, 1 second, I'll get to that. L'chayr should be makaber amo. It's makaber amo. That loy to makaber kaifan amidas adayim, and we also give it together. And loy to amo, no, we'll separate the two, and you have to do a gairon. You'll have to do gairon. And Baruch Shem, yes, it's a mefurish yadrama. The yadrama says the same thing, that by a yovim will force him to do a gairon. But the Yad Ramah goes even further. Yad Ramah says, and even light the other shita, which is the Ramah shita, that the mal, sorry, that even like the Mechabe shita, that when everything is equal, the mal will be kaifen amida sedoim and will give him a right to have a double portion together. Over here, the Mechabe would be maida that we force him to do a gairon, and it's not me this time. Why? He says, it's not fair to me to make me wait 2 years to have my shot. If you're going to always be entitled to that middle year, the year number two, and we're only going to do a girl for year number one and year number three, if you win first and you get one and two, and I get three, and if it's the other way, if I win, I get one and you get two and three. So two is not even up for a girl. Two is always automatically going to be yours. If we do it like that, like the Makaba over here would suggest, it's not fair to me, because then there's a tzad in the girl that I'll get year number three and I'll have to wait 2 years before I have a chance to use this item. And that's not fair to me. I should have a right to maybe get year number two and only have to wait 1 year to use my item. So he says that's already enough to take care of me this time. Machabe says we force the other guy to give him both chalakim together. That's me this time. So at the Yad Ramah over here, even the Machabe sheet would be moida that it's not me this time because I have a right to say I don't want to wait. In Kiruba and Dvarim, let's take it to the next step. So in Kum Dois, you don't have to talk about a Yovim. Even a regular Shutav. Let's say you have a case where a Shutav board is chalakim piecemeal. Let's say there were three Shutavim to begin with, and then Shutav number one bought out Shutav number two's chelek. So now Shutav number one has a double chelek, and Shutav number three has a single chelek. The halacha is we make a gairal three separate halakim.
He has 1 year and 1 and 3?
And he might end up with 1 and 3? We'll make a girl and all three things. And that which the Mechabov is here says that you get Shnei Chalakim Bevas Achaz is only because you were a double Shutav to begin with. But if you weren't a double Shutav to begin with, it won't be this halakha. I know it's a big chiddush. Why didn't the Mechabov say this? What's going on? But does the Yad Ramah says it lehedja. Dover Chodesh. All right. I saw Baruch Shem some Achreinim deal with this, what to do with this. But the Chayetz Mefurisha Yad Ramah. Now, another thing is, what's the case? The first guy sells. How many shutvin? There was one, two. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven bought out Shimon. So he's separate parts, so he has a separate girl. No, still, even if Levi sells it, so whoever he sells it to Yehuda, so Yehuda assumes Levi's position, and since Reuven and Shimon are two separate parts, correct, but still he suits two separate parts, we'll do a separate girl. I mean, we'll do a girl on the Chalakim separately, that's what should come out. All right.
That's only if it was during, while they had the Shuttles. Let's say Reuven and Shimon were Shuttles on three pieces, right? Only during the
Shutvis
he gained that other piece. Some way or another, he gained it before they became
Shutvim,
then it's one piece.
And it's his piece. I don't know what the case would be, but then that would be his piece. But it's a double Kaddish. It means it's Lechayah missing in the Makaba. Okay, now another halacha the Nesivis points out, we're running out of time here, but the Nesivis points out, someone else was married this last week, is that when you have a not fair split, when you have two-thirds, not equal partners, two-thirds and one-third, then the halacha is that you must do a chalukas hazmanim even if they could both use this item together. Because it's right, they're not going to be fair. Let's say you'll have a merchatz, right? And we both could use the item together, like it says in Sivov. So bishlam of equal shotvim, good, so we'll use it together. So we're both deriving our hanah out of this equally. But if I'm a double shotif, and you're a single shotif, and you insist, let's both use the merchatz, I'm being deprived. I'm going to go take a shower twice a day. And I only need a shower once a day. And you need a shower once a day. So then you're going to take as much or not out of this as I'm taking out of this. So basically you're fearing like as if you're an equal partner. And you're not. I have twice as much as you.
Without one of being chodin, how's the shit of being fair as it is?
Correct. If somehow we found ourselves in this position that we're unequal shutfin, the halach is that we could force chalukas hazmanim, even if it's something that we could use together, or could force sechiris.
We didn't have a problem with each other. Both Yash and I was
right.
I have 2/3, 1/3.
No, so right now that you Yash and two, you could insist on chalukas hazmanim, because otherwise the bechor is going to lose out. The bechor is only going to derive the same hana as the pashat is, so he's not getting his double chalik. And Batsam, that's how, according to some Rishonim, how they even learned the Gemara. The Rimagash and Yad Rama learned Rav's Shaila. Remember last week, Rav is from Nachman. You don't hold a good argument. What are you going to do by a behemoth man, Eved? How are they going to divide it by a Bukhara Pashit? So the Rimagash and Yad Rama learned that that case of a behemoth man was something that you could use together. It's much like a Zishanim. They learned that case was that you could use it together. And if it would have been a Pasha, Pasha, you wouldn't have a so use it together. But Shalah was, Bukhara Pasha, if they can use it together, the Bukhara is going to deprive them his double chelik. Where is he getting his double chelik? No. So therefore, they can force chelik as Zazmanim.
You said, Sayyid,
Yezbe, the Chelik, Sayyid, no, but Yezbe, Pasha, you do chelik again, unless you hold that even by Yezbe, you can still do chelik as Zazmanim. That goes in now, other Shalah before. So do a chalukah, do emes chalukah. If it's yeshiva chalukah, do a real chalukah. Or if not, if you hold like the mashmoyts reverse, yes, and then you can force chalukah zmanim, even in that case. It comes out of interesting. So the mechaber puts this over here. It really shouldn't be long here. It should really go at the end of the sif. Because kilo, it's mashmoy over here, that is only going back on what he said before by a tzir that you can't use together. It's not true. Even if it would be a merchat that you could use together, it would be the same halacha. All right, let's continue. The merchatu, if it's a merchat, which is nechnasim b'shneim tamid b'choyoyim, that they both entered its merchat keseda, v'chein kol dover sh'roi l'shtamish boi b'yachad, and so to anything that is usual that you could use together, it's possible, it fits to work to use together. And I have to point out, what does it mean you're using the merchat together? There's only one shower. There's only one bathtub. We're not taking a bath together. It means that it's something that you don't need 24 hours a day. You only need it daily for part of the day. So we could both use it together. You'll take your shower when you want, and I'll take the shower when I want. So we could both use it together. It's also considered that we could use it together. You can't force chalukas hazmanim. We both need it every day. So don't bounce me on and say, oh, I only take a shower Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. I need a shower every day. But there's enough time in the day that we could both fit our showers in. So that's considered roi l'shtamish b'yachad. It's not even a chaluk, it's not considered chaluk hazmanim. You'll use it for the hour that you need it, and I'll use it for the hour that I need it on the same day. That's not considered chaluk hazmanim. That's good. Like, Lamashal, think about it. Every dava which is a meshutta, every dava which has a shutfis, let's say our backyard. We share backyards, right? So when you're going to park your animal there for the 10 minutes. I can't park my animal there. I'm going to put my on top of your animal. That's considered using it together. That should fit. You use it or not, use it. Whoever gets there first gets the first shot. That's considered using it together. So do it with the bathhouse. When you need to take it out, whoever gets there first, will you take a shower? And this guy will wait online and use the shower. But we could both use it together daily. That's considered roi l'shtamish b'yachad. V'chein kol davar sh'roi l'shtamish b'yachad v'eino asay liska, and it's not oimi to rent it out, k'gon sefer Torah, oi matzah, eino yachol oimoloi, you can't tell him, m'shtamish ata yoim v'ani yoim, let's split it, sh'roi oimoloi, what do you mean, b'chol yoim ani roi t'shamish, I need it every day, I need to learn Torah every day, don't tell me I should only learn Torah Sundays and Tuesdays, no, okay, nanich, I can't learn 24 hours a day, I only can learn 12, so you take 12 and I'll take 12, that's roi l'shtamish b'yachad, we could both use it together. But something that you can't use together, then chokun oisa b'yamim. Then we'll do chalukas hazmanim. Dr. Ramah, interesting Ramah. Dr. Ramah, loy choku. What happens if they didn't do a chalukas hazmanim? They didn't make a chaluka yet. V'yishlamish boi echem min hashutvim kamashanim. And this shaila was full in tshuvas. We have this shaila so many times. One guy used it first. No discussions, no nothing. The other guy was out of town, whatever it was. Reuven helped himself to the item, and he was using it for many years. All of a sudden, Shimon wakes up after 5 years and says, okay, now it's my turn to get 5 years. So Dr. Ashbro, lo yuchal acha kacha acha loimo, the second guy can't say, eshtamish gankein's mention eshtamashta. I also want my 5 years alone. You had your 5 years alone? Now give me my 5 years alone. The chosman shalai choko, because as long as they didn't discuss a chaluka, they didn't do a chaluka, kol echad b'shaloi hu mishtamish. Everyone has a right to use the item. And the first guy wasn't using a dava which belonged to Shutas Kiluak. He was using half of the second guy's item. No, while he was using it, he was using his own item. B'shaloyu mishtamish. If I would be using it also, then I'd be b'shali mishtamish. So you can't count that. As long as you didn't make a macha, his thing is his. So it belongs to him.
It's like the other guy never used it.
We didn't do chalukah. Now you want to wake up the chalukah? Sure, I'll do chalukah as a matter. We'll start from now. You take a year, I take a year. Well, I use 5 years till now. It's another. Did I ever stop you from using it for the first 5 years? You could have helped yourself. You could have moved in because it's so, my man, look, you can't have this taina. A beautiful Rashba. Zok to Beis Shlomo, but if the second guy wanted to use it as well and the first guy stopped him, or if the second guy made a macha, then in a chanami, from the time he makes the macha and onward, then the clock starts to tick, and for every day you use it, I have a right to use it as well. Then whatever time you used it alone, I have a right to look as man for me as well. But as long as I didn't make a macha, the Beis Shlomo is in Cheshav Mishpat Memches, as long as I didn't make a macha, then no, whatever you used, whatever I used, I used. I
can believe.
If he's that good auger, he's that good auger. But if we did a chalukas asmanim, and you're entitled to year number one, I'm entitled to year number two, in the middle of year number two, now you're entitled to good auger. Hey, 1 second, you want to go auger Poseidon, but that's for year number three and onward. Year number two belongs to me. I have those pairs because I swapped it for you for year number one. Yeah, right, here, right, correct. Here where he didn't do that, he got the first 5 years free, and now when the second guy said, I want to do chalukas asmanim, the first guy said, oh no, I want to do good auger. And he's allowed to do that. It's like he's starting from scratch. You're right. Good organ and cold hoofs. I got 5 free years. And a konami. All right, Rabbi Isai. Next week, Belina, we're going to go a shtick of vite in this. One more prat. A good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.